He's going to block any trade routes on the ports for just lining oil tankers, full oil tankers right there, just to spite them. There you go. You wanted oil. Let's have all the oil you can have. We laugh at this, but this is really sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what can stop the Israelis at this point without definitely not the Americans. I mean, was
Well,
it?
they are pushing the global economy towards collapse.
Yeah, you're
And
right.
of course, the Russians are benefiting enormously against their wishes. I mean, they're just, they're antagonizing their own allies because they're hurting their allies. They're antagonizing their proxies. They're hurting their proxies. It's amazing what the United States government would do for Israel. They will, I mean, I'm not saying I haven't been following the news. I said this earlier to another friend. But the opposition leader in Taiwan went to Beijing and met the president. And I would imagine that she felt that the balance of power is shifting. And the United States is using all its capabilities and for the sake of the Israeli regime. And I think she's saying we have to be very careful about where we take things from. I'm guessing. I haven't been following the news, but I think that this is another sign that the United States is declining. And the war against Iran, I think, was a turning point. The
Absolutely.
defeat of the United States was probably the most significant moment since the Second World War, even greater than Vietnam. This was a moment where the empire was defeated, and it wasn't even able to take territory or take half the country. And things are, the economy is floundering, the world economy is under threat, and this madman and this psychopath and madman in the White House is simply escalating. So he's only going to make it worse.
And the party, opposition party, was the one that started by God, I just had the name on top of my tongue, the nationalist dictator of China, Kai Shang-in. So this is the nationalist party, by the way, is now pushing for unification with China. Interestingly
Or at
enough.
least pushing for much, much improved ties.
Right.
But that I think is very clear where it's coming from. And by the way, there's a huge shortage of helium, which Taiwan needs
Well,
for its.
Russia's got helium because we
No,
also have but
well.
a lot of gas. But again, that it's not enough to cover the whole world demand. So, who gets to buy the share?
Who gets to make the chips? That depends.
Well, part of it's used by for us Russians because we make washing machine chips for our hypersonic shovels. That takes a lot. You remember it was the scandal that came out. I think on the second or third day, they opened up some of the Iranian drones that had Russian chips in there, and they're in shock. Russia supporting Iran. Why wouldn't it be? After 4 years of Ukraine.
We're all threatened by the Western Empire. We all, of course, everyone is going to cooperate, especially Iran and Russia, which are
Yes.
both directly being threatened.
Absolutely. And I think what's going to happen with Iran and Russia is the same thing happened with China and Russia. They were pushed together at first out of convenience, and then eventually, after a couple of years of this, they said, "Hey, we kind of like each other. We can get along. This
It
is
becomes
good."
organic.
It
It
is. It
becomes
does.
natural.
So when they come back
It
later and go,
already
"Hey,
is moving in that direction.
yes,
It's already happening. You can
yes,"
see.
and then you can pull people apart because they go, "Hey, we've got shared experience now, and yeah, we like each other." It's I don't know if you've ever seen the sign, "The beatings will continue until morale improves." It's the
No.
same approach. We cannot have China and Russia as allies, so we'll beat both of them to make sure they're allies. We cannot have Russia and Iran as allies, so we'll beat both of them until they're allies. Why are they allies? We're beating them. Didn't they understand why we're beating them? It's
They're
that
all
mentality.
brilliant. These are a bunch of brilliant politicians ruling over the West and brilliant journalists and brilliant think tankers that are working hard to destroy their own evil empire.
Yes, those that God wants to destroy, first you relieve some of their sanity. That seems to be where it's going, absolutely. How is the situation in Iran itself? Is there still strikes going on right now, or have things calmed down?
No, there are no military strikes now,
Good.
but it could change any day. The Israeli
Right.
regime, you know how they function. They don't abide by any rule or any commitment, nor does Trump, nor does the United States. As I said, we were, after the Washington Post article and after a lot of pundits and influential pundits were repeating this online, and one of them actually named me in particular. I'm not even a negotiator, but anyway, after all this, it's clear that, for us, the United States could violate the agreement at any point. So Iran is very swiftly moving to strengthen its military capabilities.
Well, you know why about you. They're afraid of you. You're a future president of the United States. That can't be. I know I wasn't born there. But you,
Yeah,
on
but
the other hand.
I already responded to that. I said that I'm not eligible because my name's not in the Epstein files.
It isn't. But there will be
Yeah.
coming a time when the Epstein class the parasites will be
Well, yeah,
removed.
maybe then.
So we have to defend you and keep you safe because, yeah, you're the future president.
Well, thank
You
you.
and McGregor, you can build a team together and a few other people and maybe bring back sanity to the world, at least that part of the world.
And
So,
that's
ladies and
funny.
gentlemen, you heard this from me. Today is what, the 13th of April, 2026. You're looking at the future president, not me. Look at the other direction. Oh, I can't be anyways. Professor Morandi will be the future president of the United States. It'll finally be some peace and sanity and maybe sound economic policy, which would be a
Well,
first in the last 100 years.
there is sanity in much of the rest of the world. The problem is the
Yes.
insanity in the Western world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got plenty of friends that go, oh, it's everything's collapsed and the whole world's gone to hell. No, it's just your part of the world's gone to
And your world is bringing down the rest of the world with
Right.
yourselves.
Right. The rest of the world is much more sane. It's just
Of
your part of the
course,
world has
of
gone
course,
insane.
of course. Yeah.
It's horrible. Oh, jeez. See, I'm still getting over the fact that Vance is in the middle of negotiations taking orders from Netanyahu. Wow. I mean, it's bad enough he's got two Netanyahu gatekeepers, but Vance himself has to call and check in with Daddy.
Strange world.
Have you seen that post that Trump put up? I mean, it's obviously AI generated. Of him, like in a Jesus position, healing some sick guy. I'll send it to you. It is as
Disgusting. No, I've
blasphemous.
seen it. He's disgusting. He's really disgusting.
Oh, it is. But by the way, the
And then
quote ain't.
attacking the Pope. I mean,
Oh yeah.
I don't he I'm sure he's not a Christian.
Yeah.
He is not a Christian. I
No,
heard
he's not.
somewhere
He's not.
today, someone said today that when he, during his inauguration, he didn't put his hand on the Bible. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't.
I'll have to check that out.
That was a scandal. Yeah. The second one, he did not. Guess the Epstein file, the Baal worship goes deep. Maybe he's
Indeed.
afraid to get burnt. There'll be smoke coming up.
Yeah, who knows about those little girls? What happened to them anyway?
Jeez. Yeah, that's. Like I said, anybody that's read the witness statements, even if 10% of that is true, that entire Epstein class needs to be
Yeah, but
presented to God very quickly.
when they bomb elementary schools, an elementary school on day one, which was intentional. I mean, this was not like
Yes.
week three or week four, some officer desperately seeking for a new target. It was day
Right.
one, the first wave of targets, all of them carefully vetted. They had weeks, if not months, to do it. That school was on the map. It was there for many
Yes.
years. You could find it on any app, Iranian or American. So when they wipe out these kids, probably because they thought many of them were the children of soldiers
Right.
and people in the military, why wouldn't they do that to little girls in their
I
life?
know.
You know what you were saying early on, what you do abroad comes back home. What Epstein class does to others, they do to their own people too.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And I
Well,
would
it's
for a
not
sec.
their own people because the Epstein class doesn't consider anyone to be their own people, but
Right.
that's a different.
Yeah, you're right. It's just biomaterial.
That's right.
Yeah, and I don't for a second believe they didn't even know what any of these targets were. They were going off old lists. Look, they were able to
Of
start a
course.
color revolution inside of Iran. They got agents all over the place. So you tell me nobody was had eyes on these targets?
Well,
First
you know,
row
Trump
targets, first
himself
day?
admitted, I mean, Trump the fool just admitted a few days ago that he sent weapons to the protesters. Well, if the protesters were spontaneous, if the protests were spontaneous, then how who did you send them to? So obviously they were not spontaneous. And obviously these were known networks of that were linked to the West. And that's how he
Absolutely.
knew where to send the weapons. So everything that Iran said was 100% true. But of course,
Absolutely.
Western media did not say this. What I just explained, you will not see in any mainstream Western media outlet, even the most staunch support opponents of Trump. Why? Because when it comes to empire, they're all the same.
Something that was sent to me by a friend, Apple Maps has deleted all the village names in southern
That's
Lebanon.
right. I
Tears
haven't
left.
checked for myself, but that's
Tears left, but the villages are all gone, as if they never existed. That's how you
people should
sponsor.
boycott Apple. Everyone, I mean, I personally don't buy anything American. Nothing. Chocolates, anything. I don't go to McDonald's or I don't purchase, I don't do deal with anything American as far as I can, except for like using X. But my cell phone is Chinese. Nothing of mine is American, and I try not to buy anything from the Western camp, even Korean or Japanese. But Apple, I think people should be outraged. They should
They
definitely
should be.
boycott. Yeah, they should boycott.
Absolutely. So they've taken villages that have been there for thousands of years. Bad enough the Israelis have wiped them out physically,
Yeah,
and now
because Apple
Apple's.
is a Zionist, tool and controlled by Zionists. So they're helping with ethnic cleansing.
That's exactly what it is. You're erasing the identity of the people that live there.
That's
I
right.
mean, that's absolutely evil. That is
Yeah.
absolutely evil. I don't know how else to put that. And all I can say is Minab 168, that should be the call right there for everybody to remember. And for all the children that have been murdered, not just in Iran, but in Russia, in Syria, in Yugoslavia, in all of these countries that have been victims.
That's right.
I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you're alive. Stay safe. I know you're kind of short on time, so stay safe. You're the future president of the United States. You gotta keep you safe. So that's, and Americans, take a look. You know whose name you need to be writing in on the next elections, and then we'll eventually get you,
By the way, and I've said this elsewhere, so some of your viewers have probably heard me say it. Speaking of elections in the United States and so on, there's a very good book on Iran, somewhat old, but called Going to Tehran by Flint and Hillary Leverett, who both worked in the White House under Bush. They resi he Flint resigned under because of the Iraq War. If they if and they were hammered because of this book. Democrats and Republicans, think tankers, the media, mainstream media, all of them hammered them. Why? Because they were telling the truth. If these elites had listened to them and read the Going to Tehran instead of listening to the Zionists, we wouldn't be here today talking about these issues. The world wouldn't be in this, that dangerous situation where we are close to global depression.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, so Trump's best answer to Iran's partial blockade was to blockade the blockade.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
blockade on the mine.
It's a brilliant, it's the art of the deal.
So we've seen Trump's Cuba blockade, and as soon as a Russian tanker with military escort showed up, as the media put it, Trump allowed megalomaniacs for them to pass through. Or translation, if we fire on them, they'll fire on us, and we've got a world war on our hands. So there's a second tanker heading in to supply Cuba from Russia. So what happens when China sends four or five tankers with Chinese military escorts to Iran to fuel up.
Well, and also what happens when the global economy goes downhill and everyone is saying the Zionists did it, the Israeli regime does it, Trump did it, Netanyahu did it.
And they try to spin all of this as Iran's fault before, but now you can't spin it any which way. The U.S. is blockading everything. It's either we get it, you give us control of. So what they're asking you is to surrender your sovereign territory.
Yeah, he said, "I want all the oil," and the thing is, he's crude, and he
Yes.
says the quiet part out loud. So thanks to him, people across the world aren't easily deceived because he's too
Absolutely.
stupid and ignorant, and he's such a fool that he can't hide the reality like the Obamas would, or the Clintons would, or just like him, but. Just as sinister, but more sophisticated.
Maybe he's not even supposed to hide it. Maybe the empire has gotten to such a state of lunacy that they take pride in the things that they
Yeah,
used to
because
hide.
the lunatic, the extreme lunatics are now in charge, and the more sophisticated lunatics are out, I guess.
I mean, look, even with the Epstein trial, with the Epstein files, I mean, you have to be blind, deaf, and dumb, or just in a coma. Not to understand there's a big criminal conspiracy here.
Of
And yet
course.
the FBI and the Department of Justice have come back and said, but we don't see any charges for anyone. There's no grounds. Well, yeah, it was just Epstein and Maxwell was just getting him girls. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
And it's not even clear if she was involved either now.
Right. Because she's by the way
Who knows whether Trump is going to give her a pardon or not if he can get away with it.
The prison they moved her, I don't know if she wants to leave.
Yeah, it's a very nice camp, apparently.
They wear civilian clothes, they go to yoga, they have bathhouses. They'll even bring, especially at least for men, they'll allow conjugal visits. And this is a prison that U.S. taxpayer, that's the U.S. taxpayer is paying for. Yeah, it's. Do you remember that guy? I can't remember his last name. He swindled like $50 billion out of other rich guys about
Yeah,
10, 15
the
years
New
ago.
York guy.
Yeah. Well, they sent
Also a
him.
Zionist. Also a Zionist.
Yes. And they
Yeah.
sent him to one of these prisons, and they said his health improved because he was taking meditation courses and in a sauna, and getting exercise. He did get
It
beaten
was a
by
Ponzi
one of
scheme.
his victims who was also sitting with him there.
It was a Ponzi scheme, if I'm not mistaken,
It was.
but
It
for
was.
rich people.
It was a Ponzi scheme for rich people, and he got. If it was for poor people, he would have never gone to any kind of jail.
No, of course.
But he got $50 billion something out. I mean, $50 billion out of the rich guy. So he had to go to somewhere. But he's one of them, so they can't send him to where the gangbangers are hanging out. He might get murdered or raped. So they sent him to a health camp.
That's right.
Oh, you gotta love the system. Yeah, everybody's equal.
Yeah, like Epstein, who we never figured out what happened to.
Oh yeah. I think Epstein's suicide was as much a surprise for him as it was for everyone else.
Well, if it was a surprise for him, because it's not clear if he was suicided or if he was witness to someone else being suicided, who
Yeah,
knows?
good point. Very good point. And because when you're in a cell that's not supposed to have any strings, ropes, anything, 24-hour a day lights on, one guy
Has
sitting there.
to. Yeah.
One guy sitting behind the camera lens, looking at the monitors with the cameras, and the other guy standing at the door looking in the door 24/7. And the cameras went off, and two guys went for a smoke? Seriously? But that's what you're supposed to believe.
That's right.
So, yeah, he may be on in Malibu somewhere, or, on Fiji.
Probably in Palestine.
Looking for a new piece of real estate to build his mansion on in Trump Towers or Trump townhouses. Oh, that's so sad. I mean that some it's not it's worse than sad. I mean it's
Catastrophic.
perverted, disgusting, subhuman. to what they're gonna do. They're planning on building that Trump city, what have you. When Trump looks at that at Gaza, goes, "This is great real estate," whole city that's been leveled with bodies underneath, rotting, whole families rotting underneath that rubble. And the only thing he can say is, "Well, this is great seaside real estate."
Yeah.
Horrible.
Amazing times.
It is, but you're right. They're saying the quiet part out loud now. They've been doing it the same for the last 100 years. It's just the quiet parts out
Absolutely.
loud.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you're safe. Stay safe. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
some
You
more.
too.
Hey, like I said, you're on the ballot. I know that. I'm putting money on that, and I'm putting my bet down on that. So you're the hope of the U.S. For some sanity. So stay safe.
You too. Stay safe. See you soon, hopefully.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, everybody. And if you're not mad yet and outraged yet, you've got to be in a coma. That's my parting words.